Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The internet goes crazy over Cody Rhodes being overshadowed by The Rock. We're going to talk about that and so much more this time on Wrestling with History. Hit my music.
American Dream.
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
Heard worldwide.
WOCNation.com. The Insane Clown Posse.
Can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog. Yo, with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger. God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly.
Thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
I put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I don't even know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait still.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com, Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.
Wrestling with History Worldwide and the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, the voice of choice, Bruce Wirt. Killer Kent, no, not Killer Kent Resnick. No, that was so long ago. Namar Wells. Namar, before we get started, you mind if I play this quick little... It's like poking at this point. Can I play this quick little commercial from County?
I love watching him. Don't you just want to sit on his lap?
I don't know. After all the Vince McMahon stuff, I'm not sure I want to go there.
He looks like a young Santa.
Conrad Thompson talks about VOC Nation. Here it is.
VOC Nation is one of the longest running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former WCW performer The Maestro, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Bruce Wirt, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archived free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
All right, now that we got all that business out of the way, listen, I'm telling you, Connie, you did that for me a long time ago. You told me I could use the commercial, and here we are today. And we still appreciate the fact that at one point in time, you were a big supporter of VOC Nation. I hope you still are. You think that Conrad Thompson listens to this show, Namar, with all the success that he's had?
I'm going to call him Baby Santa.
We keep growing. I mean, this audience grows every single week. And I was looking at all the cities, you know, because I can see the download report. And Philadelphia, Dallas, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Austin, Hartford, New Haven. That's pretty close to Vince McMahon territory. You never know if he's listening. New York, Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's David Lane territory over there. Portland, Auburn, Maine, Melbourne, Florida, Lubbock, Texas, Charlottesville, Virginia, Eureka, California. I could name it. I could go on and on and on and on. But we thank you. We thank you for listening. Please subscribe, like, follow, whatever the app that you use, to VOC Nation Wrestling Network. That's the only way that you can get Wrestling with History on your podcast feed. We're coming to YouTube soon. We'll talk about that. And follow us on X at WWHVOC. Leave us a nice rating review on your favorite podcasting platform. But Namar, we're growing every single week. And that's in spite of the fact that when they go on VOC Nation, they have to listen to Brady.
The hickster. God bless him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
But you know what, Bruce? Hold on. Before we jump into the thing, there is a recap of an issue that I would like to bring up very briefly, because some individuals actually have reached out to me. Some of our listeners, too, have reached out and said they want to hear the follow-up to this story. And I said, well, it's an ongoing saga. So they wanted to know what happened to little Dustin Wirt, right? And we know that the kid called him Stinky Dustin, and he really got upset. So for all of those listeners out there who wants to know what's going on with Bruce's children, I'm here to tell you, you know? So, and thankfully, you know, his wife posts on social media. So, you know, she's giving me all these, or she gives everybody these updates, and they're just really fascinating. So, you know, Bruce, as a father, I heard, you know, from your wife that Dustin was upset after the controversy when that other kid called him Stinky Dustin, that he was very upset with his standing with the other females.
So the pre-K-3 community? Yeah.
Yeah, he was very upset. He said he felt like he lost his standing with them. And, you know, your daughter, his older sister, Hannah, they plotted a revenge or a proper retort, because every other day or so, he's calling Dustin little Stinky Dustin. And so, what was it, Bruce? Last Thursday, when he called him Stinky Dustin again, and your son replied with "Your mama."
Well, that's true. Well, but first, after he did that, he hulked up and he bounced off the wall and came off and hit him with the bionic elbow, and that kid is not in school anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens. Neither is my son.
The battle at the preschool what will happen next, Bruce? I mean, what is it like when your son has a mortal enemy at how old is your son now?
3
years old, and he already has a mortal enemy. What is that like? What do you tell him?
Well, I talk about it's like me and Brady, you know, we have a deep family rooted feuds that go back several generations. I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't know, Namar. He's 3 years old. He could be fighting the kids in the lunch line at 5. I don't know.
Fisticuffs, Bruce.
Right
shall
here.
Shall he engage in mortal combat with these children? Or should he turn and walk away?
I think he should go to another bank.
All right. On okay. to the main event, Bruce. Let's rock and roll.
So here's the thing. I am so irritated with the people that are out there screaming for Cody Rhodes. Shut up already. And that includes you, Conrad Thompson. I'm tired of hearing it. Who's the guy from Busted Open? I do like the show. Dave LaGreca. It's a tired take. When I was watching SmackDown on Friday, which I don't normally, but I turned it on, and right at the time that I saw these guys in the ring, and I saw The Rock come out, and I was jumping out of my seat. I was so happy. And what an amazing, amazing WrestleMania for us to be able to see the 51-year-old People's Champ, who still every year is going to be a detriment to his health and his ability to perform tomorrow. This is the biggest box office attraction in our generation. Can we say that?
No.
Okay. He is, but he is part. He's had a bad year with Black Adam and the XFL and some other stuff. And his Young Rock got canceled, but he is part of WrestleMania in a dream match against Roman Reigns. It's there. We haven't seen a bigger match since Hogan and The Rock all those years ago. And I think people just need to shut up. Who cares about Cody's story right now? These are the same people, these smart fans that are like, oh, I want to see Cody finish his story. It's so important to me. These are the same people that were booing him out of the building in AEW. You know, these so it's like, shut up. This is a great match. You're going to ruin it. You're going to make them change the damn story, change the damn match. Who cares? Cody can finish his story a different time. I mean, let's face it. Cody Rhodes is not going to be... I don't want to insult him. I think he's a great performer. He's not on the level of Dwayne Johnson. Can we agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But so, I mean, that is... But wait a minute, Bruce, that is a very particular stratosphere. Like, there are very few men who ride the wrestling wave at that particular top. Like, there are wrestling superstars. I mean, we really call almost everybody a superstar to a degree. But where The Rock is very unique. So, yeah. And not many people could ride there. I mean, the current champion is not there. And I'll be honest with you, Bruce, I actually disagree with you. And I'll tell you why.
Really?
I'm going to tell you why.
Well, there's stupid too. I'm sorry. It sounded so harsh.
It was from the soul, you know?
I really am annoyed with all these people. I mean, it's the same asshats that were complaining about Cody and AEW, or Cody, you know, he's too eager with his stupid suit. I mean, come on.
Well, I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why first, though.
All right, tell me.
So I think the point that's missing for me, you're right. I am not so much aligned with the fandom. This is my issue, and I think this is what's imperative to understand about the business of wrestling. Wrestling needs storylines. They need things. They need buildup. They need tension. Wrestling is the soap opera for men. That's just the way it is, and I can't stand... You're right. The smart fans are, I was about to say the R word. They are ridiculous. there's something completely addled about them. And I understand that. But here, this is the thing. If they already were building a story for Cody, to do such a dynamic shift, it is just a clear, you know, money grab opportunity, and that is fine if they had actually developed a proper storyline. And I think that it just was thrown into everybody's faces. Everybody knows it's a marketing gimmick. And I think that that's why people are upset. It really is a disservice to what we expect out of wrestling. It's all wrestling is about the buildup and the payoff. And then where you go with that is the chase. And that is how you, and that is the cycle that's repeated over and over and over and over again. Nobody cares about the basic match. People like to see the controversy. They like to see the physical combat due to the controversy. That's why I think it's hard for me to get behind this. And I do understand, even though I'm not a big fan of the current product, even though I think that the people that actually do watch the product, I think, my God, please, I don't even want you flipping my burgers, because I just can't imagine that you could do that right. Like, these people, there's something wrong with them. And listen, folks, I'm not here to beat you up. Get help. Take a critical thinking course in life. Get something done where you can really challenge yourself and challenge, you know, whatever your current state of being is. It's okay to be challenged. It's okay to be moved, because we do. We need you. You guys are ruining the wrestling business. So I'll be honest with you, Bruce. Catering to these people has absolutely ruined wrestling. But yeah. I think that inadvertently, they are right in this particular situation.
No, here's the thing. Rock and Roman Reigns are two iconic figures from the same family, the same wrestling family. And people have been calling for this match for years. And the excuse has always been, well, The Rock is in Hollywood and you make more money in Hollywood. He makes $20 million a movie. And we haven't done every episode of Wrestling with History together. And I've been saying, since we started doing this show again, it's all about money. WWE is an entertainment phenomenon. It's an entertainment conglomerate, whatever you want to call it.
No, it's a staple. And I know what you're trying to say,
but it's not a wrestling company. And if they wanted to pay him, they got $5 billion from Netflix. If they want to pay him $20 million like it's a movie, they can. So do it. Make him your big star going into this deal with Netflix so that you draw eyes from outside of the wrestling community, because only people that are wrestling smarks care about Cody's story. My Uncle Bob, that doesn't care about wrestling, doesn't care about that, but he might turn it on for The Rock.
But see, Bruce, this is where I think you're limiting your thinking. I'm not disagreeing with you. And I think that you are partially biased. I mean, you are, you know, half Samoan on your father's side. So that's right. I think that, you know, the nationality thing means something to you. Yeah. And I think that also you're missing the fundamentals. Nobody is necessarily saying that they dislike The Rock. It's the way it was handled. And then the rumors, which this is what we have to talk about, you know. Wrestling reporting nowadays, and I know kayfabe, Bruce. I hate using that word because I feel phony, and I know everybody uses the word now. The business is completely exposed. But you have Mike Johnson from PW Insider, and he's Big reporting. Mike. Would you call him Big what?
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Big Mike J. From the PW Insider, and they're reporting that he lobbied, The Rock lobbied for the match behind mm-hmm. the scenes, mm-hmm. and that obviously the TKO management wanted him because he is a big name and he is drawing a lot of heat. You know, I don't know if it's the kind that they wanted, but it's the way they went about it. Nobody is saying that it is not a fantastic event. Nobody is saying that. Mm. However, the way they went about it is not the wrestling business. You just don't, think about it, in the history, when wrestling business has just brought in people to do stuff, it loses a sense of weight if there's not something behind it, an impact. And don't get me wrong, people, it's going to draw eyes. But I think that even though the current wrestling fan is, or the hardcore wrestling fan is, they're not the brightest bulbs, I think that they still are due a certain level of respect to what the business is. And I just don't think the WWE handled it right. I don't know where they're going or what they're doing with anything. It's, I don't know, Bruce, I don't see it.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the current product. I think they're in a new golden age of wrestling. That's how much it's true. I've been enjoying, I mean, you have to give it a shot because I did not watch for most of the last 10 to 12 years, just didn't watch, wasn't interested. And where I started getting back involved is in the, when they started doing the Bloodline story. And I really thought that was well done with Roman and the Usos and Sami Zayn. And then over time, I started getting invested in other areas of the product. I really liked CM Punk. I've talked about that before. So that was big for me. That was great. I love Cody coming in. I mean, that was cool to see. And
but Bruce, listen to what you're saying, though. You're just listing names. I mean, you did say the Bloodline storyline. That was the most you gave to the actual entertainment part of the business. But other than that, you're just naming names. You're not really selling me, at least. I have to be honest with you. You're not selling me. You're just saying, oh, it's a golden era. Rock's here. Cody's here. And CM Punk's here. And, you know, and you know, Baby Santa's going to report on it with Bischoff. I mean, you know, it's you know, okay. But we need, they should, you know, and this is the problem. This is what's so ironic about the wrestling business and why wrestling fans are phony to a degree. Yeah, there you go. Think about this. We have...
Yes, Connie.
How long did Brock hold the title in between... speaking of Brock, oh, wow, I forgot about the controversy. But think about it with Brock. I don't even know why you laughed at that, but that is true. It's funny. I saw something. It was so terrible. Somebody wrote, and it might have been on Conrad's, him and Bischoff there. I listened to their discussion on the updates today. And somebody wrote, this is karma for Mark Merrill. You know, it was like, and I did laugh at that. It's horrible, but I did chuckle. And I have to be fair because I get very protective of, you know, even the celebrities that I like, not that I'm a, you know, a hero worship, but this is the thing, Bruce, I think wrestling needs to maintain kayfabe. I think that they break it when they do stuff like this. I think that's the problem. I think wrestlers need to stay off social media and shut up. That's number one. They talk too much. They're worse than, you know, some teenagers in middle school, or, you know, fighting over social media. It's nothing but drama with them. And they're better than that. The wrestling business is better than that, and it deserves better. And I think that was my issue with Mike Johnson. Not that I have an issue with him per se, but that, I don't want to know that The Rock lobbied behind the scenes, and he should not have been allowed to. Wrestling works best. It attracts more eyes when you're able to focus long storylines that have meaning behind them. And you know, for a flash moment, you might get some numbers or some views, but what is the better business sense to build it out? And The Rock, to be honest with you, dude, anybody that owes their career to wrestling, I think should respect the business enough to go about things the right way. Even if we plug, if you're going to come in, Rock, do a 6 month to, you know, a year long program. I'm fine with them paying them the $20 million, but do a program.
No, and I agree with that.
And you have to, I mean, think about it. When Vince brought in the NWO, there was an angle attached to it. He didn't, you know, it wasn't, there was a reason why he did it. And now we have situations where people are just, they're just doing things. And then the only discussion in the media, even amongst the reporting, is that, oh, he lobbied, or it was this behind the scenes, this. And see, we talk outside of kayfabe, and that ruins the business because, you know, to a degree. And the major reporting and commentators, they should stick to reporting on kayfabe. And I think that the WWE makes it hard when they do silly stuff like this. And it's just a sad thing for the business. I mean, what is this? This is nonsense, Bruce. And people, they really are revolting. And I think it says a lot.
Well, but who's revolting though? It's a subsection of what I would call hardcore wrestling fans. You know, you call smarks, smart marks. It's just those people. And I mean, I think that there's a large set of the fan base that hasn't checked in a long time that would check in to see The Rock and would also see that there's great stuff going on. And I know I mentioned those people, but there's a lot of great storylines. The Drew McIntyre story is really good right now. I mean, I just think there's a lot going on, and it's well written and well done. And Vince being out of the mix on the creative side has really done wonders. And I just feel like, yes, I don't agree with the way they've done it, but it's like saying that you're upset with the finish of the movie and you've only watched the first quarter, because there's 2 months until WrestleMania. You don't even know what's going to happen next week.
Right. But brother. The introduction to the story is the problem. And we know wrestling has managed to work some very famous WrestleMania moments from, storylines that were only 2 to 3 months old. We know that they've been able to do that miraculously. Right. However, though, I think that we still have to respect the business in that the way they maybe shot the gun too fast then, if that's the case. Because, and to be honest with you, Bruce, in my heart of hearts, I don't even feel like, I can't imagine that The Rock is going to win also. I think the tension regarding the Bloodlines thing, as far as them being related, I really don't think, I can't see The Rock, no matter how much people might claim he will ego trip, or that he is ego tripping in this situation, I still can't imagine that he truly would be. I think that he would have to be aware. I cannot imagine that he's that unconscious. But then again, Oprah did go out there and, soundly got blasted by the people for the situation when they were asking the poor people to donate to the fires. And, so
they didn't want their houses.
it was
too close to their stuff out there.
Yeah, it was just deep. So, you're right. The Rock is Hollywood. He made that big Hollywood move and it really backfired on him. But I think that and I'm going to start watching the new product. That'll make for some great conversation. I'm going to see if it can attract me because right. I did see a clip. I to be honest with you, I hate the pace of what goes on in the ring. I watched the match, that's the thing that's missing from wrestling is the big levels of diversity in terms of the type of matches that you would see. I watched a guy, press a guy over his head, gorilla press a guy with one hand. But and I said, wow, if this had been 20 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, it would have been amazing. Mm-hmm. But they've so overdone it. Nothing means anything that they just can do. They just throw anything almost seemingly at the wall almost. And that's what I feel with The Rock. It's like, the pacing of the match. Like I watched that guy and I don't know who he is. The way the other person ran over the other wrestler. It's so funny. It's horrible to talk, have a wrestling show. And I'm like, well, that guy. And then the other guy who did this, I know.
Just thinking that.
Yeah. I know it's bad and I'm sorry guys, but I promise to get on board. I don't know, Bruce. I think that the product needs to draw way back. They really need to slow down. If you're saying the storylines are good, that I cannot speak on.
And they are. It's been in so long.
I'll give you that. But I don't know. The product is just so bad now. And I think this coincides bad. Okay, right. I cannot speak definitively. I'll admit that. I do have,
you have to watch it. And then, right. And then, yeah.
But please. From my perspective, as somebody on the outside, this is the way I put it to you, as somebody on the outside who has the issues with modern wrestling, to me, this is one of the major issues with modern wrestling. Everything is done with when they have these special moments like this, not all the time, because I don't watch most of the product, and this is a rare situation. But it's like when they brought in The Rock to fight Cena. I thought that was ridiculous. The way it happened, and then for him to go over, it's like, what are we doing? And it goes nowhere. It has no heart behind it. And that's why I've never heard anybody or seen anybody online talk about that match being meaningful, because it just came out of nowhere. And then The Rock came out, he went over. I mean, are we going to repeat that with Roman Reigns? That would be horrible. How much fun would that be?
That's what I'm telling you. I think that we have the opportunity for this man to win. And I know that these Cody Rhodes fans are not going to like this. But to me, you put the belt on him and you carry him as your champion, the biggest star in the universe, as the WWE Universal Champion going into the Netflix deal. That maximizes eyes on your product. Now, I know you want Cody Rhodes to finish the story. I think they did a terrible job of downplaying the other belt that Seth Rollins has. I think you could also have a situation where The Rock and Cody hold two separate belts and then they feud with each other. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could do. Did you see the way The Rock pulled Cody in for the? Did you actually watch that whole segment?
I did not watch the whole segment. I did see a clip.
So he pulled him in. Like almost like a big time thing, you know, like if I was trying to do a power play on you,
right,
and I like pull you in and I like tell you something in your ear, you might feel some kind of way about that, right? Yeah, I'm showing you that I'm the dominant one. And then Cody kind of just walked away. I think it was terribly done, but I do think there was a way. And I was saying this on this network before it even happened, that you have to have a way to pay The Rock to be part of the product for the next year as you go into the Netflix deal, because he is the biggest star in the world and you will get extra eyes on the product. I do think that they did violate Cody, but we don't know what the next act in the story is.
That's true. I agree
that it was not well done. This part was fumbled. And Roman Reigns went into business for himself about his title being better than Seth Rollins' title. And, I mean, you had a really, really uncomfortable couple of shows there.
See, and that's the thing. I think that this early on, or judging it based off of, you know, this initial start to this feud leading up to WrestleMania, they really stumbled. And I think that's the problem. And like you said, you I have to give you credit. You did reason the fact that there's a lot of time, you know, or degree of time between here and WrestleMania. And there's a lot of weekly TV to really, really dig into a story and to recover.
And so two pay-per-views. Two pay-per-views left, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up with the product. I know Royal Rumble.
Well, just pay-per-view, PLE, premium live events. Let's see. So you have, the Royal Rumble. You have... The next one is the Elimination Chamber, which is going to be big. That's in Australia. Let's see. We're doing this on the fly here. Oh, so you Vengeance, NXT Vengeance on February 4th. The Elimination Chamber is February 24th. NXT Roadblock, and then WrestleMania. So the only big one in between is the Elimination Chamber from Australia. But that's a lot can happen there. And we've seen the entire card change. It's not likely. I think they want to market The Rock being part of WrestleMania and get all of the eyes possible on their product, especially in the wake of the Vince McMahon and his escapades coming out.
Well, I'll tell you, I agree with you in that The Rock will bring more eyes. I just do not like the way they brought him in.
Yeah, okay.
And I like the angle that they're going with. I just don't like the start of it is, again, the start of it breaks kayfabe. And I think that's the problem. If you already go into it where we're only looking at this as The Rock, you know, was really pushing for this with the people that run the company, then how does that work in terms of the storyline that we're supposed to believe in when we're watching wrestling? So, you know, it takes us out of the fantasy. And I think that that is the problem with the way they started off. But I give you credit. Like you said, there's time to recover, so we can look at it that way and we can hope for the best. Because I think the overall story, the idea of, you know, these two entities coming together and their, you know, their family, I think that works. That can really be played up. I don't really care about the racial component. I know people were talking about that, and I was just like, you know, miss me with that. I mean, it's 2023. Are we, 2024. Are we really surprised at these type of things? Like, it's like, come on. So I don't care about the racial component, but the family component and the history. Now that's interesting, but you know, wrestling is always about the build. And so we do, this actually, Bruce, I'll give you credit. You've actually helped arrest some of the annoyance, because I don't have the same kind of fire as the hardcore fans, because I'm not into it every day, but I'm going to start. And this is where they might be good, because now they've given me a reason to watch. Not even this show was reason enough for me to watch, but they've given me a reason to watch now, because I have to see how they're going to do this and offer you a recommendation for the product today. I swear to goodness, Bruce, we're going to give you a 5-star rating on your recommendation after WrestleMania.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Give me, I don't understand what you're talking about. What I was trying to say that they should do going into Netflix.
You recommended the product to me, right?
Oh, I see.
So I'm going to, and you made a good point. You said there's some time between now and WrestleMania. So I said, yeah, okay, I will stay my feelings and see if, and hope that they can recover, because I don't need for them to stumble and fall. But it's very interesting, because if The Rock was supposed to come in as a face, right, mm-hmm, then they're already booing him. I mean, they're booing him at mentions in house shows. You know, can you imagine? I mean, they already only have about, you know, 350 people showing up. I mean, Bruce, if you had a wedding, I'm trying to marry you again. Wife number four. No, but okay. So in theory, if you and your wife were to renew your vows, you could probably attract more people at a vow renewal than the people who are showing up for the house shows. Mm. But they managed to get very audible chants of people booing The Rock in those stadiums with all of those empty seats. I guess maybe that's what it resonated, because there wasn't enough bodies to dampen the sound of the boos.
But you know, I was listening on Monday Night Raw, and it was half of the people chanting that, which, by the way, did you see they were giving out the whole Cody, they were giving out signs saying we want Cody, because they were trying to lean into this thing. I don't know. I just think it's a very small subsection of fans that are the loudest, obnoxious people. You're going to have a stadium of 70,000 people in Philadelphia.
That's true.
And more people are going to love The Rock than Cody. And my biggest fear with all of this is that these people who are like trying too hard to get Cody what he wants, they're going to kill the Cody character. Like, this guy could have been something transcendent, and it's going to be, I mean, it's just becoming awkward now. I mean, why not just let this play out? Why not? Could you go into this thing where Cody, the Roman Reigns, beats The Rock, right? Because if you're The Rock and you really want to help this company that you're now part of, you put over the biggest star in the company. And Roman is that. They want Roman to be the guy that has a bigger title reign than Hogan. Whether you and I agree with that or not, that's what they want. So Roman is probably going to beat The Rock at WrestleMania. He'll eclipse Hogan's title reign. And then you could go into SummerSlam with Cody and Roman for the title, right? That's a big event.
But that's the problem. And this is what I hate. No, The Rock, and Rock needs to follow up. There isn't just this one send-off match. That's corny. It's ridiculous. And it completely ruins the business, and it confirms the ridiculousness of the way they started this. So there has to be some longevity, and I don't know, I'm not saying that I have an idea or even off the fly, or maybe I could even think of one with time, but there are, I do know that they could definitely weave some good stories from the output, but this is what I hate. I do not like these part-time wrestlers today, or these people that come in for the one big splash. It's so, they've lost the feeling behind it. So everything feels too systematic. It seems too manipulative. It seems too, the marketing is just like, hey, you know, we're trying to market this to you, so buy it or buy into it. It's like they literally are saying this to you instead of trying to woo you with it, with entertaining you. And so, I mean, Bruce, you have to think about this. Would you really be satisfied if the entire storyline for the wrestling main event was that The Rock just showed up one day, took Cody Rhodes' spot, they had a match, you know, at WrestleMania, and that was it? Then, you know, Reigns went on to somebody else. Would you really want that, though?
No. Now, I'm not saying that that should be... I'm not saying that should be it. I think there should be... I mean, he's got to be in it for the long haul. At least, I mean, he's part of the company now. So that's where I was a couple of weeks ago, is you can afford to pay this guy $20 million a year. He instantly adds credibility to your company that wasn't there before, and he could be a regular part of the story. What I would do, honestly, is I would have The Rock go over at WrestleMania, which isn't going to happen, but I'm just telling you my dream. The Rock goes over at WrestleMania. Cody wins Seth Rollins' belt and then beats Roman Reigns as Roman challenges Cody, right? So Cody gets the victory over Rollins, gets the victory over Reigns. Then, there's this whole dynamic of The Rock robbing him of the WrestleMania moment. They end up in some kind of a feud, and they have either a year-long build towards next WrestleMania, Cody and The Rock, and that's where The Rock can really put Cody over and give him the rub, as they say, or SummerSlam. I think you can do it that way, and it really makes sense, and it maximizes everybody's value.
Right, and you know, but this is the thing, Bruce. You have to think about it. We are having this discussion, right? And I know controversy is something... The behind the scenes controversy and discussing the business is what, you know, it's popular these days. But wouldn't you rather, I mean, we're wrestling fans, right? Wouldn't it be better that if they handled this the right way, to discuss it in terms of like we're only discussing it really in terms of politics. And then we're trying to plan out and figure out where they're going. When they just should have taken their time. And I know The Rock is older, great shape. You know, he's 51, but he's in great shape. And you know, but we still have to respect time. He's still, no matter how big and strong he looks, his body is in a perpetual state of epic decay.
CM Punk, time always wins.
That's right. We are all heading to the great equalizer in this world. So, you know, I
damn understand. It's always women. I'm just kidding. Get in trouble.
Well, it's true. Okay, so anyway,
I've been married a few times.
Wife number six. How about that, folks? Number six. Hey, Bruce. Speaking of which, where did you hide the body of wife number four? Because I can't believe they never solved that case.
Clifton Heights.
Wow. Out here in Delaware County. How about that? Clifton,
well, that's Heights. Where all good things go to die in Delco. down there in Delco, okay? We're going to have cheese pizza over there at Pika's. And we're going to have over at the Wawa, we're going to get some gas.
And see, that's funny that you use that accent being from, you know, Mayfair. I mean, do you consider yourself being from Mayfair? I mean,
we're going into depth in Philadelphia neighborhoods on Wrestling with History.
See, yeah, people from Mayfair cannot talk about accents. They cannot, because it really is the same Delco accent. You know, speaking of which, side note, you really should actually check out old footage. There's some old vintage footage of Philadelphia. I think there was some party on South Street or whatever from 1983. It actually is very interesting if you look up old footage to hear how people actually talk. Philadelphians had very strong accents back then. And it's just a very curious thing to look back and see, because a lot of those things are gone. You know, certain things have changed. But to hear the strong accents from the neighborhood is just very interesting, because not all old footage sounds like that. But so I just had to throw that out there. But
they all moved to Delco. That's what happened.
Apparently, you know, it's some. See, I'm about to say something I shouldn't say. It's amazing the bias against Delco. I feel bad about living here.
Yeah. So let's wrap it up. We got. So you're on the side of Cody should have gotten to finish his story. I'm on the side of they didn't do it quite the way that I would have done it. I think they rushed into getting The Rock in there. The Rock might have politicked himself. I think that people know too much. So that kind of stinks. And I'm worried that this is going to soil The Rock's legacy. And people, you know, wrestling fans tend to hold a grudge. Hulk Hogan gets booed now because of what he did. Well, Vince will never live down what he did. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just hope this doesn't hurt The Rock long term and hurt Cody, but time will tell. I'm excited to see The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And I still think everybody just hold your horses, let the story finish. You might still be okay. And you still might get what you want. So don't get your panties in a bunch. Just sit back and watch the product. That's what it's all about, right? We're supposed to be entertained.
Yeah, but they ruined it. That's the problem. they didn't entertain us the right way. But you're right. Listen, I think though that you defended your position with I think the most sound thing that you said was that we still have time. So we have time to build, and wrestling has managed to tell big stories in very little time. And so we can look at the product and that actually, hopefully with this controversy, we'll be able to start to really analyze the product in a way that we can enjoy it in curiosity to see where are they going to go with this? Are they going to do it? And I'm hoping for the best. I'd rather be entertained. Like, you know, those dorks that are always looking for something to whine or complain about, I'm not interested in that. That's a waste of life and time. So I'm actually looking to be entertained. So I'm actually hoping for the best. And I would love for, because I'm honestly, listen, I mean, I'm branching out more past, you know, 1984 and 1992. I'm branching out. I really am. I'm starting to explore more and to really, because I actually watched wrestling for a lot of those years into the 90s, into the 2000s, and I just haven't revisited. So I'm learning to pushing out more, and so I want to enjoy the product. Like, I would love to go to a wrestling event and to be excited about the action and the story and the characters and the individuals, and to have fun again. So I'm going to hope for the best. You've convinced me to stay, you know, my feelings on this. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do now. You've actually convinced me to recoil a little bit. So I'm falling back.
Yeah. You're going to like it. Just trust me. Trust me. You're going to like it. And I'm very excited to see how you come back to.
Yeah, Bruce, but wife number four trusted you and they still haven't found the body.
Well, that's all right. She's in Clifton Heights. We're out of time for this episode. So we're going to leave it with Namar is going to come back next time. The next time that we talk about wrestling, because we have some action figure reviews that you'll hear in some timeless episodes that we're going to put up. But when we come back and we talk about what's going on next week and we look at the latest on the Vince McMahon saga, where we are on the road to WrestleMania, Namar's going to fill himself in and he's going to have been entertained by the product. And I'm happy. I'm excited for you to share this with all of these smarks that you despise that listen to our show. All of these smarks. They listen to our show. They call Jim Cornette a ho. I don't know. That's a stupid thing.
No, I like it. He is a ho.
I love his. He's got good theme music, though. I do. I mean, I like ours. You know,
He stole it.
Follow us on Twitter, X, WWH, VOC. Keep the comments coming. And make sure you rate and review. We want the 5-star ratings. Please do that. It helps the show grow. The audience has grown every single week. Please tell a friend, because we're not out here paying for promotion. We don't have Bruce Pritchard. You know, Namar's not married to Ric Flair's daughter. We're out here hustling, rebuilding VOC Nation one episode at a time. And we also have to carry the carcass of Brady Hicks along with us.
Yeah, where are we going to have Brady on the show?
We got
actually want to talk to,
huh? I'll work on it.
Yeah, I want to talk to big bad Brady Hicks. I want to drill holes into the side of his head, crack the top of his skull off, you know, that dome part, and really peel away at the layers of his thoughts.
It's like, what's the guy's name? Gary Heidnick? No, who's the guy? Who's the serial killer that used to drill into people's heads? It's not funny. I don't know. Okay. All right. It's late. All right. Wrestling with History Worldwide, the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Namar, thanks again. Always great to hang out with you for a little while. Check out that we're going to do some timeless stuff, action figure reviews. You're going to be really excited about that. We'll launch the YouTube channel and lots of great stuff to come on Wrestling with History. But right now, hit my music.